Today's daf in Masechet Eruvin is daf Samach Dalet, but it is definitely not a sad kind of night at all. We're very happy to be on this daf, and we had just finished the discussion of what it is to do with a goy who refuses to be maskir his rishos. We had two approaches. One approach was the rather practical one, Rava, somebody get close to him, become friendly, and then ask permission to leave your bike there. And then he's able to be mitzaref into the Eruv because it becomes schir of lekita. And then the approach, which was rather shocking, that Abaye had taken, was that everybody should go ahead and be mevatel rishus. If they're all mevatel rishus to one Jew, then it turns out that there's only one Jew living with the goy. And if there's only one Jew living, since we pass can agree with Ezra ben Yaakov, there's no problem with the need for an Eruv. So those were the two approaches that we had. Tosfos Springs actually that in a practical application, Rashi once had this problem in his community when they needed to make a chuppah and they forgot to make the Eruv. And there's supposed to be a big chuppah in this area. And so they had to be mevatel, all the rishus to one, and he was allowed them to do this. Yeah. Rather nogia lahalacha as to whether there's a difference between the being other people taking out from their own chatzeres into a movui, as opposed to taking out from the bayit of everybody into the chatzer when you're mevatel rishus. But we'll get to that issue later. Now let us continue today. So that we got up to Gufa, about one third of the way down. Gufa. Om Rav Yoram HaShmuel, afilu sichirov, afilu rikito, noten eruvo v'dayev. As we learned, the halacha is that indeed, even if all you did was ask for a place for your bike, you can still join up that entire rishut through the fact that you have the right to hang your jacket there for schirva lakito, or in this case, when the guy got close to him, that is the same din as schirva lakito. Om Rav Nachman, wow, that's brilliant. Kama ma'alya hashmaitza. That's really, I like that. I like that shot very much. Om Rav Yoram HaShmuel, if you drank a raviat of wine, do not paskin halacha. Om Rav Nachman, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't have any wine to drink, you shouldn't make it sakalog because you can't think straight. So, if I don't drink a revias of wine, my mind isn't clear. You know, you got to start the morning off with a little bit of alcohol. I mean, for heaven's sakes. My time on Mamar Hochi. Why are you saying you like it? It's nice. It's pretty. Oh, how pretty that is. Oh, how not pretty that is. What Rav Acha Bar Chanina said is that when it says in the Pasuk that a ro'ez zonot, a pimp, is ya'abed hon, he's going to throw out a lot of money. Well, what's that supposed to mean? It means if somebody says, oh, what a pretty shmu'ah, shmu'ah zona'ah, or this is not a pretty shmu'ah. So he's basically a pimp, because to him, you know, Torah is about how pretty it is, you know. And this is the one that we're actually darshaning here, a notrika. So that when we're talking about ro'ez zonot, zonot means zuna'a ve'er'ena. So zonot is a ro'ez zonot, so he's, the word actually is a remez to pimping divrei Torah. And because of that, in violating the covet of the Torah, by thinking that you can establish whether this is pretty or this is pretty, and actually many of the Mefarshim learn that it isn't saying that something isn't pretty. It's saying that it is pretty. But don't say, oh, that's really nice. I mean, that's really nice. Like, we're asking you whether this is a pretty shmua. So such a person who talks about na'ah is basically a pimp. We've seen many times the comparison of Torah to Isha, that's Isha Chaya, that's the Kabbalah Satera, and the relationship to Torah in cheap ways as a relationship to a woman in cheap ways. So Rav Nachman says, okay, never mind. I won't do it again. Hadrabi, I changed my mind. It's all wonderful, great. Actually, it seems pretty clear that he wasn't arguing because he was saying, loy no. In other words, the na'ar, loy na'ar, it's not a question of yischelek. We never find anybody yischelek in this halacha. He's just saying, to make a klal like this, it's not very pretty because for me, it works in the opposite. When I drink a revius wine, I become clearer. Some learning means you shouldn't say a specific shear that it's revius. Maybe it should go according to each person if he feels he's a little high, so he shouldn't be more. Those are machlokas, but this is mamish included in the law of yain v'shechar al-tesh, or whether it's only sort of nismach al-alav. isn't really understood deraita to be more. Omar Rabba Baravuna, another thing is, Shatui al Yitpala. If you have had too much to drink, don't daven. V'im Yitpalel tefilat tefila. Nonetheless, if you do, this is the tefila you were yotzi. But shikor, if you're literally inebriated, later on the Gemara is going to ask what the shir is, then al Yitpalel. Then, obviously, you're not supposed to be mitpalel, but if in that case, if you were mitpalel, I mitpalel, tefilato to eva, you're not yotze, the tefila, it's a disgusting thing to do. Echidami shatui veechidami shikor, what do you mean by high, and what do you mean by drunk? Kiad rababa bar shumani, verbenashe bar yirmi avigifte, avikomaftri mehadade amabra dinahar yupti. There they were on the Jupiter River, and they were taking the ferry boat, and they were about to say goodbye. And Omru kol chad minam leima bilta lo shmi alachavre. Okay, now here's the challenge. Every one of us has got to say something that none of the others heard. Okay, so you go first. Omru mori baraguna. The reason now is the time to do this is because lo yipoter adam bichavera lo bitov tovar alacha. A person should not say goodbye to a friend unless they're in the middle of learning a tovar alacha. Shemitoch kach zochro. That way, he's going to be able to. Here's a simple zochreyu. Another Gemara is like this. That way, he will remember him. Here, the mashmaut is zochro. He will mention him because he will be able to. Oh, I heard from so and so that. And as the Groh points out, otherwise, you can't mention him because what are you going to do? You're going to mention him and say something good. You're not allowed to because that causes people who don't like him to say something bad. Certainly, you can't mention him and say something bad. But if you say a dvar halacha, then you can mention him. There you go. But like this, why are we bringing up people? Why are we talking about anybody? That's not a good thing to do. Stam. So mitoch kach zochro like this, and I love you, be mekayim. If you quote somebody, so then it's wonderful. You actually bring gula to the world. Patach chad. So one of the group said, "Okay, here's something I heard. I bet none of you know." Very important, Richie. How do we know the difference between being high or being inebriated? That's the question.
Just the time.
Being high is koshia choladabir lefehamela. You're able to still control very clearly the way you speak and speak appropriately, even where it would be awfully dangerous not to speak appropriately. But a shikor is where you're at the point that and that, of course, accounts for why tefilato teva. You're speaking to the malach machem lachim, and you're not capable of speaking even in front of a malach b'zvedam. So that was ma'amar A. Okay, next. The next guy said, okay, here's the other thing. Hamachzik b'nichsei hager. Somebody was zoche to get the property, the ger who died without children, so there are no heirs. If there are no, it's a very rare thing, because, I mean, obviously it's not possible for a Jew to die without heirs. And even if this person is a ger, very often there would be heirs from after he became a ger. So here, this guy dies, you happen to be around, and you're the first one there, and you walk off with this brilliant 50-inch plasma TV, and, I mean, you got everything. And all the neighbors, you know, oh, man, this guy's got all the luck. So you're not going to be able to keep that money very long. It's like the people that are zeicha in the lottery. Oh, that's the end of their life. Everybody's talking. The phone calls start coming. The IRS arrives. The Ayin Horus. I mean, it's a disaster. So maya seviyit kaimubia. What can you do to avoid all of that awful results? Great. Yikach bem sefer Torah. Take a little bit of the money and buy a sefer Torah. You know, and that, the schar of the mitzvah, and they go, oh, yeah, he got a lot of money, but he bought a sefer Torah with it. So then already that will, in every way, allow you to keep a hold of that TV. Omer of Sheshet. Afilu ba'al b'nirsei ishto. It doesn't mean necessarily that's the sefer Torah. Any kind of mitzvah that you do with it, that is before itself. Even that's the before Shabbat. I feel a baal b'nichsei ishto, even a husband that ended up inheriting his wife, which is also rare. And because of that, people, again, they look at it, they talk about it, and so on, do something. Rava says, forget about that. Even if you made a successful investment in the stock market, people are wondering, how the heck do you make money? Everybody else always loses money. So I feel avat iska v'rovach. Even if he made an investment and he actually made money off of it, Rav Popa says, forget about it. Even if you picked up a wallet on the street, Matzah Metziah, also people are wondering, why are you the lucky guy?
If anybody has the situation, there's an envelope there.
Omer of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, you should know, you don't have to necessarily write a Sefer Torah. I mean, you could write tefillin also. Where do we see that there's an ease to do a mitzvah or something? It's because it says, Tichtiva Yidor Yisrael Neder. So the Klal Yisrael makes a neder to Hashem. Im naton titen et am hazeh biyadi v'acharamti et oriyem. So you see that you promise to give money to the Beis HaMikdash, tzedakah, do a mitzvah with the money. So then you have an ability to succeed. Omer Rami Bar Abba, derech mil v'sheina koshehu mefigin et hayayin. If you walk a mile, a mil, of course, not really a mile, it's a kilometer, or even a little sleep is enough to take off the effects of the wine and to allow you, therefore, not to have a problem with this hora'ah. Omer Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Abua, and this is where I said Reb Nachman wasn't arguing, because Reb Nachman clearly holds the halacha, since he's the one who says, Lo shano ela sheshata kedei revi'it. When do we say that you can take a walk for a kilometer? That's only if you had one revi'is. Avo shata yoter revi'it. If you had more than that, then koshikin shederech toradito, the walk, is going to get the alcohol through your blood, and it's going to really make you tired. You're not going to be thinking straight. You're going to be feeling dazed. You go to sleep. You're going to wake up, not even know where you are. And it's going to be mashach ratov. So therefore, you have to be careful how much you had. Now, the derech meal, as the Gemara, is enough to be mefigat ayayim, v'atanya ma'aseber agamliel. Once Rabbi Gamliel was riding a chamor, and they were going from Akko to Ksiv, and Rabbi Eloi was walking behind. Rabbi Eloi Malach Achara. So, Matzah Guluskin Baderach, this was immediately after Pesach, and they found a piece of bread on the road. Well, Marlo, so Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Eloi, it was his Talbot, Eloi, Tlo Guluskin Baderach, pick up that piece of bread. They're walking along, Matzam Dochri Achad, they find a goy coming in the other direction. Rabbi Gamliel says to him, hey, Magbai, take the piece of bread, please, from Eloi. So he does. Rabbi Eloi goes and follows Magbag. Says him, how are you? Where are you from? Oh, I come from Ayarot Shel Burgenim, actually from nowhere. I just sort of camp out, you know? And what's your name? Mashimcha? My name is Magbai Shmeni. Magbai. Did Rabbi Gamliel ever know your name before? Has he met you or anything? Plumikir, Chara, give me a home. Oh, my love. I never saw a guy in my life. So, Otasha Lamad. So, we saw clearly Shekivain Rab Gamliel Baruch HaKodesh. Obviously, he knew his name. He must have known it, the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, even though Tostos points out, every Arab that you meet is named Ahmed. I mean, hey, Ahmed!
There's a joke like that.
No. He brings a raya. He brings a raya from the Gemara that this Stam name Madbug was like very, very common. Nonetheless, he says it's Nechshav that he knew a Baruch HaKodesh. Lamais and the Mefarshim say that the issue over here, there were a number of issues, and that's why it was important for us to know that he knew what he was doing. One of the issues, Eved Aved Zora, because if he was Eved Aved Zora, then you wouldn't be allowed to be giving him a gift, because Lo Techanein. So he must have been showing that he knew who he was, because otherwise people would think, oh, so you could stop assume that you can give a gift to a passing Akum. In any event, there's a lot of discussion about it. Not much of it is very persuasive, but we'll see that there are other issues here as well, as Tosfos points out, from the Gemara to come. Because we also learn three things. First of all, we learn. First of all, we learn, what does he care? So obviously, you're not allowed to leave a piece of bread on the ground and walk by it. I mean, I was getting involved in taking a piece of bread, now we've got to figure out what to do with the piece of bread. So it must be that you're not allowed to walk by a piece of bread that's on the ground, and it's not kavod for the ochli. A. Furthermore, the fact is that he assumed that Eloi could not have eaten this bread, because otherwise, why would he have given it to Magbar? So therefore, lamad noshochin acharei rov ovrei drachim. So that means that he wasn't going to be seimech on the question of whether this was pat akum, that maybe it was Pat Yisrael, somebody be making one. No, if the rove on the road are Ovdei Kochovim, then we have to assume that this is Patakom, and therefore he wasn't going to give it to Rabbi Eloi to eat. V'lamadu, and furthermore, an interesting lima that we learned, is that Chemtzer shel Nochri achar Pesach mutar b'hana'a. That it must be that even though this had it been Jewish bread, we could say that it was a chazaka, that it was made right now immediately after Pesach. But here, since it was right after Pesach, and you're assuming you're going bus to the Rov, you're assuming that belongs to the Goy, since by giving, now this is where it gets complicated, because what's the Hana in giving a piece of bread to Magbag? In other words, apparently, the Hana is that now Magbag owes you one, whatever that is. So if that's the case, then how will you have a right to give it to him? Or maybe that's the solution, how you have a right to give it. If you're getting Hana out of it, so then it's not Chinam. Again, you could see how this goes directly into the other question of his Ruach HaKodesh. As a matter of fact, some bring a raya from here. You see, you can't rely on Ruach HaKodesh la'halacha, because if you could, maybe the same way he knew the guy's name was Magbag, he knew that the guy had baked the bread afterwards, or whatever, any of the other shadows that come up. So obviously, Ruach HaKodesh doesn't mean anything when it comes to halacha. You have to follow the guidelines, not your super intelligence. Okay, those are the things we learn. Anyway, they get to Kziv. As they arrive in Kziv, Barcha Bishal al Nidro. Somebody comes along, he's got a neder, and he wants Rabbi Gamliel to be mad to the neder. So he says to the person who's with him, Amar Lezesh Imo, did we have a revius of that Italian wine? So Klub Shatina revius Yain Ayitaki. Amar Hain, actually, we did have a revius. Says Rabbi Gamliel, well, then I can't be mad to this guy's neder now. Let him walk along with us for a while. Yitayel Acharenu Achi Yafig Yeninu. So let him walk after us, and then after a little while, which we thought would be a meal, because we said before that one meal is mefig the yain. So, and he only said a revius, right? So at that point, we'll be matir as neder. But he kept the guy walking for 3 milin. So v'tiel acharem shlosha milin, until they finally got all the way up to Suma Shotsur. So they reached Suma Shotsur, and then kivan shigel Suma Shotsur, Yarad Rabbi Gamliel Menachamor, Gamliel gets out of his car, he's mitatef yashav, and he wraps himself up in a talit, he sits down as if he's in court, v'tir l'nidro. At that point, he was mat to the neder. Now, there we learn a lot of things. Arbe dvarim l'madnu botashah. Because, first of all, we learn that a revi'it yayin ha'itaki is enough to be mishaker. We learn that shikor al yore, because he refused to give the psak. L'madnu shederach mefigat ha'yayin. We learn that the road, not the walking on the road, because he wasn't walking, he was riding. So in other words, it's the change itself, and the mental stimulation that is mefig the yayin.
Not the time.
We'll see. No, not the time. There.
So if he walked in circles, it wouldn't work.
It could be.
Like around a track.
Yeah, but those are people that, anyway, their psychalok is never good because they're always walking in circles. V'lamadu she'ein mefirim nedarim lo rachu v'lo ma'alech v'lo omeit ela yoshev. You see from here also that you cannot be mefir a neder while you're driving or walking or even standing, because he insisted on getting out of the car and sitting down. So it must be that you need to be yoshev. Anyway, but look, forget about all the other stuff. How did it turn into 3 milin when before we said it was 1 mil? Well, that's why, yes, yayin ha'italki, this is, really good wine, man. So shiny yayin ha'italki, because that really gets you hot. But I thought Reb Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuha said that's only if you were shata revi'it. But if you drank more than a revi'it, now you're telling me that yayin ha'italki is more alcoholic than other wine. Because it's b'shaker tefet, which means that it's the equivalent of drinking more than a revi'it of other wine. And you said, if you drink more than a revi'it, so then if you're on the road, you're going to be even worse off. So koshken shederech torah deto, or sheino meshacharto. So I don't understand. So now you should be getting worse by driving. No. That's a different issue. That obviously has something to do with driving. That has to do with getting the alcohol through your system. That's walking. I mean, if you're driving, why would it be Torah to tell? There's two different issues over here. So in terms of the mental stimulation, that's one issue. There we would say that the derech is Torah to tell. Of course not. It's the walking which causes you to be more affected by the wine. So roch of shiny. As a matter of fact, it's very possible that hashtada tita lahachi, now that you've recognized, of course, there's got to be a difference between the mahalach or the rochuv. So then, if that's the case, we don't really have a problem with the other question either, because it could well be that the Romi bar Chomanami lo kasha, because rochuv is shiny. You're telling me that it's not the same. So Romi bar Abba, who said a meal, and here it says three meal, and we had to answer, well, it's talking about yayin yitalki. You come straight to the conclusion. The conclusion is that the riding is not the same as walking for being mafig the yayin. And if you still have the actual only revit, we're not talking about yayin and yitalki, say nachinami. If you had walked the whole time, then it would have helped for one meal. But you didn't walk, you drove. So you have less of the ability to be mafig the yayin because your system doesn't process it as rapidly in the liver. And you are only going to process it because of the actual movement. Okay, so that takes three meals. So we no longer have to come to the din of the yayin and yitalki. Now, I have another problem with this. You just proved that you've got to be sitting, and yet Rav Nachman paskins that mefirim nedarim ben mahalech, ben omeid, ben rachuv, doesn't matter how you're made for neder. You could be walking, the guy's talking to you, and you say to him, muter lecha, while you're walking. And if you want to, you could stand. If you want to, you could be driving on the chamor. I don't understand. Where did Rav Nachman get this from to argue on the Tana? Well, the truth is, it's a machlokas tanoi. The ikal amar diomar potchim becharata. The ikal amar diomar ain potchim becharata. Now, there's a very important machloket Rashi and Tosfot as to what this means. Rashi learns potchim becharata as a chumrah. And what it means is that if somebody comes along and he says, I want out of this neder, I'm sorry that I made this neder, what can you do for me? We are in a position where we have to create a scenario where we tell the person, if this and this, would you have made a neder at that time? That becomes the peta. I mean, we will not accept his charata unless we ourselves hear from him that had I been aware at the time, whatever it is, and that is considered to be a correct hafara. But if Stan, the guy, says, look, I'm so sorry I made this neder, I was an absolute idiot, I don't know what I was thinking. Well, no, let's talk it over. You know, I mean, maybe you're saying that because you feel like that now. But at the time, it wouldn't have made a difference to you. So what would be if you were aware of whatever at that time? In order to do that, you've got to think about it, you've got to talk to the guy, and you can't just say, okay, great, you changed your mind. So they're mutlacha. Because of that, he sat down. Because that would be the potrim b'charata. But if you hold ain potrim b'charata, according to Rashi, it's a cooler. Ain potrim b'charata means you don't need to be poter b'charata. Guy comes, says, I'm sorry, made the neder. Mutlacha, thank you, bye. So for that, you just can do this walking, and so on. But Tosis learns, it's exactly the opposite. It shows many, many reasons why to learn this way. So that the idea of the Rabbeinu Tam is potrim b'charata means you can open up a neder with the fact that the guy is a becharet. That's the pshat. So if you do that, so then when Rabbi Gamliel, but we didn't get to Rabbi Gamliel doing. Let me just finish this up so we can get the two approaches to it. The Yomar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, my potach le Rabbi Gamliel lohu gavra. How was he poteach for the neder? He told the guy, you know, it says in the pasuk yesh poteh kimat karot cheret. A guy can open his mouth and it can be like getting stabbed by a dagger. But thank heavens, the chachamim are able to cure him. And what does this mean? Kol haboteh. Somebody goes out and makes a neder, kibit karot cherev. He deserves to be sliced by a dagger. Except that Baruch Hashem has a way out. And that is lashon chachamim marpeh. It's never a good idea to make a neder. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel, according to Tosfos, holds that ein potrin b'charata, meaning the fact that you have charata is not enough. I need to find the petach. What was the petach? This was the petach. So because of that, you had to sit down. But if you hold that kein potrin b'charata, you are able to do that. So then you're allowed to simply walk along and talk to him. So it's two very, very different approaches. One of the things that we learn is that you cannot walk by leaving a piece of bread behind you. You've got to pick it up. Well, It ain't sanitary anymore, let me tell you. Lo shana l'bedorot harishonim, used to be once upon a time, people behaved themselves. And then you could touch bread that somebody had left in the street. Shein benot Yisrael prutzot bikshafim. That's because people weren't doing black magic with bread, you know. But bedorot ha'achronim shebenot Yisrael prutzot bikshafim. What, do you want to pick up some of this bread and have this girl start up with you and everything? Forget about it. It ain't worth it. Because of that ma'avirin. Even though ma'avirin is certainly not, this is what I was referring to earlier when I talked about his ruach HaKodesh Bagbag, that Rabbi Lloyd wanted to know whether he knew when he picked it up and who he was giving it to. So the minag was to do all kinds of magical tricks, wait for, you know, put in a love potion, number 9, and when a man passes by, you know, he picks up the bread, girl jumps out, it's all over. So because of that, that's not a good thing to pick up pieces of bread. But Tana, and the bride that says, well, that's only if it's whole, you know, a whole loaf of bread. So shleimim ma'avirim. But, you know, who's going to entice a poor boy with pititin? So pititin in ma'avirim. Little crumbs, pieces of bread. That's, you don't have to be chayshish, and therefore you should pick it up in order to avoid the bizui of the oichel.
Pick up the pititin?
Yeah, that's why they call it patit. Yeah, well, not sholem over here, that's the point. Not sholem. Omar le Ravasi le Ravashi. What, you're telling me that people don't use patit for love potions? V'aptitin lo avdan? But v'aptiv v'atachalena oti. The year HaKadosh Baruch Hu was complaining about the way that people are Mechal Shem Shamayim. So v'atachalena oti alami b'sha'alei sa'orinu b'pitutei lechem. Lamit nefashot. They're sitting there doing all of this stuff, black magic, on little pieces of crumbs. Gingerbread, man. What is that? What was that? It wasn't gingerbread. That was Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Hansel and Gretel.
So they got into trouble.
Yeah.
Following the crumbs.
That's it. Man. That's indeed. So because of that, obviously they do use petitin. So it says beferish. And says the Gemara, the Pititu, they left him over there. Wasn't that they used the crumbs to cook the kids in the oven? It was that you had to pay for the black magic. For, you know, whatever, a penny, pitute lechem. In other words, it was so easy. It was the shakli bagrayu. That's what they would take for a murder. You know, now you read last week, somebody murdered someone for 200 shekel, you know. That's all it takes to hire somebody or kill someone in this country. It was figured, pitute lechem. Yeah, you could barely buy a half tank of gas with that. So, pitute lechem. You can get... Omer of Sheshet Bishum Reb Elazar ben Azar. You know, Scott brought up the issue of people who walk around in circles. Let me tell you something. The whole world walks around in circles. And if that's the case, I can basically get everybody off the hook. Min HaShamayim. If God comes and complains that people aren't doing anything right, there's no problem. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until today, I am willing to be your lawyer. Shenema. It says beferish in the pasuk l'chein shim ina zot aniya ushkurat v'lo miayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Klal Yisrael after the korban and calls Klal Yisrael drunk, not from wine, but drunk just from what you're going through, the chaos, the madness. I mean, you're walking around with your mind absolutely isn't functioning.
Natural high.
Yeah, some high, but certainly drunk. So if you're shkurat v'lo miayin, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu complaining about? So what do you want from me? Oh, yeah, yeah, close that door. We're getting guests. They're small, but they're cruel and blunt. So apparently, the Navi is saying that we no longer have to worry about keeping mitzvahs or anything, you know? Because anyway, we're drunk. He has to go on, wait a minute. That's not what it says in the Braita. Mitzvah. Shikor. If somebody is drunk and he gets into a buying and selling situation, it's perfectly legal. Mikro mekar, I mean, the Japanese do this all the time. And mimkaro mimkar, there's no other way to get a business deal done unless you're drunk. And avar avera sheishba mitai, that's something that's b'chayev in a chiev mitai, you kill him. Chiev malkot, malkimoto. Klalosha davar, the general rule is, drunk does not get you off the hook for diminished capacity at all. And areo kipipea, kipipea, there's only one thing that, since it's not correct that he should daven, that we said, if he's high, he's potter minat tefillah. But that's not, You can't get people off the hook for a diminished capacity, Tanya. Well, that's all he meant. When he said, I can get everybody off the hook, it means I can get everybody off the hook for the way they daven. Because nobody's thinking about anything. When they daven, they just walk around in circles. So then I could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, what do you expect? They're drunk anyway. Shechurat v'lo miyayin. Of course, the question is, if they're shechurot v'lo miyayin, they're not supposed to daven. Why are we davening at all? According to this, we shouldn't be davening. This is a serious question, by the way, discussed by the Achronim. They said the reason that the only time that you should daven is when you'll be able to daven another time. But if you're permanently drunk, then we don't pater you from tefillah forever, because that's the best you can do. You know? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put up with that. But meanwhile, if he can't do a good job, he certainly can't have tainas if he still wants us to daven under these circumstances. And therefore, Yecholani liftor kol olam kulo from the din of tefillah. My Yecholani liftor de gomer nami mi din tefillah. Omar, Rabbi Chanina, when do we say that this is true? When you're drunk, that's only if you're not as drunk as Lot was. I mean, we've been making this very gentle difference between, you know, high and inebriated, but then there is peckled. And that's like Lot. Then he's not high on anything. Now, there are some discussions about what that means, to be shichruto shalot. Because, I mean, the pashas in the pasuk, because Rashi's been dying, lo yada b'shifta ufkuma, with the dots, the ufkuma, is that he did know ufkuma. And yet there are those who paskin that when you're talking about shichruto shalot, that he doesn't remember anything that happened, which is very common with people that are drunk. But here it says that he did know. Some say that not to remember means not to have a clear memory to be able to reconstruct, just to be aware that something happened. Doesn't mean that that wouldn't be called shechruto shalot. But anyway, it's also a matter of some discussion, and I hope it's not something that will be in your in your future. Pretty. No pretty. I'm like, Rav, it's not a very nice way to talk, you know. My time, okay, now I changed my mind. Attribute. Omer Rabba Baravuna, Shatui, Al Yitpalel, Vimitpalel, Tfilato Tfila, but a Shikor, Al Yitpalel, Vimitpalel, Tfilato Tweva, and he's not Yotze. Hey, Kidami Shatui, Vechidami Shikor. Well, the Maitse with Rabba Barshamani, Nasha Bar Yirmi, I'll be gifty. Anyway, they were saying goodbye. Apparently, there were other people there that aren't mentioned. I've come after me, Adele, I'm Avna, I'm Yufti, I'm a Kochad, Binan, Lema Milta, Dloshmi, Lochavre. The Amar Mori Baravuna Loyu Patera Damichaviro Elumitov Dvaralacha Shemitokach Zohro Potachad Vyamar Hegidami Shatui, Hegidami Shikor Shatui Koshiokoloda Berlifne Amela Shikor Koshiokoloda Berlifne Amela Potachidak Vyamar Amarzik Benirzeager Maya Sevit Kaimu Viado Yikar Ben Sefer Torah Omrev Sheshet Afilu Bal Benirzeishto. People are going to look at askance. Nobody makes money on the stock market. It doesn't have to be a Sefer Torah. By the way, that means that the Pashtas, the Gemara is assuming, it doesn't mean that I'm going to give everything away. It means everything, it's no riot to this. We're not talking about everything, which is not to push it away that you read the psukim. Omar Rabbi Baraba, Derech Mil Vishenako Shume Figina Tayain. Omar Nafanam Rabba Baravu, Loshano, Lashatak de Revit, Havashatayo Termrevit, Koshikain, Derech Toradato, Shinam Bishakrato. Derech mil mefigat hayayin, v'tanya ma'aseh b'gram gamliel sh'ayroch heval ha'chamor, ha'yam ha'alech me'ako l'chzib, v'ayir rabbi Eloi ma'alech ha'charab, mo'tze gluske b'derech ha'mor, Eloi tol gluskin min ha'derech, ma'tzan do'chri ha'char ha'mor, hey, ma'avgay, tol gluskin ha'lalu mi'eloi, nitpalo rabbi Eloi, me'echan ata, Amalo mehayarot shel burgenin. Uma shimcha? Mab gaish meni. Klumi kircher on galim yonon. No. Ota shah lamadu shikiven rab gamli baruch hakodesh. Vesholcha dvarim lamadu baota shah. Lamadu shein mavirin ala ochlin. Lamadu shalchin achrei rov ovrei drachim ta'asur aspatakun. Lamadu shechim tzor shal dochri achara pesach. Mutar bana. Given shigia l'gzib. Ba achad lishol al nidro. Amal zeh shimon klub shatinu revit yayin itoki. Amal we sure as heck did. All right. In ken yitayel acharinu ad shiafig yenenu. So, tiyel acharim shalosh milin ad shigil esom ashal tzur. Given shigia l'esom ad tzur, yaradu agulil ben achamon, yitatef, yashav, yitil al nidro. V'arbei dvorim lamadu boto sham. First of all, lamadu shavit yayin itoki mishaker. And Lamadu Shikor al Yorah, and Lamadu Derech Mifigat Hayayin, and Lamadu Shemifir Nadarim, Lo Rochu, Velo Malech, Velo Omed, Elo Yoshev. Anyway, what I'm interested in is where we get Shalosha Milin. Well, I mean, that's why I said Yayin Itaki. Yayin Itaki is Meshaker Tvei. But I thought Rav Nachman, Sanam Rabbah Bavua, Lo Shanala Sheshashata Revi'it, Shatayotem Revi'it, so then it doesn't help to walk, and you're claiming that drinking Italian wine is worse than normal wines. It's like drinking more than a viet. So then Kosha came there, Karatov Shaina Meshakaratov. Yeah, but he wasn't walking, he was driving. So Roch of Shining. Oh, actually, Hashta Titalahaki, we didn't have to say we was talking about Yaini Taki anyway. Lorami Barabanami Lokasha. Roch of Shining, and you need more. You need 3 mil. Any Varma Nachman. Mefirin Nidorin, Ben Maaleh, Ben Omeid, Ben Rachuf. Well, that's a machlokes tanoi. Tigal aman di omar potchim becharata. Tigal aman di omar ein potchim becharata. Di omar rabba barbachanam rabbi yochan. Mai patach v'ram gamliya lahu gavra. Yesh bote ki mitkrot cherev. Ulshan chachamim marpe. Kol abote roi ledokro becherev. Well, thank heaven shalashan chachamim marpe. At least you can get out of it. Omar mar. Ve'ein ma'avirin. Well, that's Lashanel Bedorot Arishanim, Shem Velot Yisrael Prutzot Pekshafim. But lately, Bedorot Achrim Velot Yisrael Prutzot Pekshafim, you have to have a pair of latex gloves before you pick it up, you know? So then, Ma'avirim, Tana, if it's a whole piece of bread, then Shlemim. And if, then Ma'avirim. If it's Petitim, in Ma'avirim. Omer Ravasto Ravashi, what? And Petitin, Lo Avdan? Doesn't it say about the Chalenoti Alami, Bishale, Saorin, Ubi, Pitu, Telechem? That's paying for the murder, you know? The Shakli Bagrayu, but it doesn't mean that they use that to achieve the murder. Omer Ravashi, Bishum, and Lozman, is high. Well, Yachol, Anil, Iftar, Kula, Olam, Kula, Menadin, from the time of the Churba Beit HaMikdash till today. So we're all shikorim. Why are we not responsible for anything? Made faith. Shikor mikol mekach memkor memkar. Avar avira sheish bamita mevitinato malkud malkinato kol shodavar. There's no diminished capacity. Erek pikech lechol dvaram el shapotor minat filan. Well, I mean that's what he meant. Mayachalani liftor the kamanami midin tefilat. Omer B'chanis, whole business of a shikar being completely legally capable is ela shaloshna shalo yigia l'shichuto shalot. But if he was yigia l'shichuto shalot, then patur miklum. So his daf is daf samach balim. So yesterday we learned that in a case where there was a goy that was living in the chutzah and it was a problem that they couldn't do kishit of mavos. They needed to, so Rabbi gave them an etzah, that if everybody would be mevato their rishus to one of the people, then they would become a yachid. And a yachid who lives together with a nochri does not require an eruv. Therefore, in this case, would not require shituf mevot. Rava had objected to this, and he tied it, if you're going to do that, then basically what you're doing is you're taking away all of the Torah eruv min hachatzar, because people can always look at this as an eitzah. And even though they said, well, we'll go through the actions, we'll make an eruv, so that doesn't help, because then people will say that you can make an eruv with a goy. And then when he said, well, so we'll put up signs, we'll be machriz, that this wasn't really an eruv, it's that we're relying on the goy, on the bittul, the children are going to get mixed up, they won't know what what the halacha is. Therefore, Rava didn't like that approach. And he tied it, Alama Rava, Belizel Chad Minayo Likar Evlin. What we should do is get one of the people who lives in the Chatzar to become friendly with this guy. And then, Elishom Minay Duchta, you should ask him for a favor. He wants to be able to leave his wallet in that Chatzar, an extra key in case he gets locked out of his house. He wants to leave it in the guy's Chatzar in a particular place. He should say, show me where I can keep my key. So the guy gives him a little place behind the door somewhere. Here's the place for your key. Once he ends up getting a place in that chutz, in the goy's part of the bias of the chutz, whether the case is chutz or whether it's mov, like over here, then he becomes kischiro v'lakita. We have a big kula by this bid of the goy in that we allowed an individual Jew who lives with the goy because he works for him. So he works there all day. Or he's lakito, even if he's a migrant worker and he just works as a picker during the picking season. But meanwhile, he's there with the goy. Since he lives in that bias, in that chutz with the goy, he becomes now a representative of the goy's rishus, and he can make an eruv with the other people, and that counts for the goy too. So this was a kula that we allowed over here because of the problem of eruvin nochrim. V'dayo. So in this case, where the Jew owns a chelik in the chutz of the goy for his key, then he becomes as good as schiro v'lakita, and therefore he would be able to put the eruvin on behalf of that chutz, even though there's a goy that's really the balabait of that chutz, because Omer Yiram Shmuel afilu sechiro afilu lekito, noten eruvo v'dayo. He can give an eruv for that chutzah, and that would be enough. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, and how about in that case, if Hayusham Chamisha Sechiro, or Chamisha Lekito, how about if he has now more than one person? So, let's say he has four Jews working for him, as migrant pickers. He gives each one of these guys a room in the dorm for his workers in the chutzah. Now they need to make a separate eruv b'neiyah, maybe, because each one will ask him. So now we should have also a chumrah that comes out from this thing of Schiro v'lakito.
In the Goy's territory.
Because in a case where if it was really their own Rishut, let's say somebody rents a place in another person's home, so they made a chinami. If he rents a particular room, they don't have a common area that where they're actually eating together, in which case, obviously, that's the ultimate Eruv. So if they don't have that, they would have to make an Eruv. So now if you have five Schiros or Likitos that are living inside of the dorm, so maybe even though it's not theirs, but since we pretend that it's theirs in terms of the Kula, maybe we should pretend that it's theirs in terms of a chumrah, and have now this become a chutz with a lot of different diarim, and they'll have to make an eruv of each one of them. So what would be the din over there, asks Abaye? So he answered him, Rav Yosef answered him, what's wrong with you? The whole union of Schiro v'lakito is that we pretend as if he's the bialin of the rishus, but that's only for the purpose of being able to be ma'arev with this rishus because the bialin is a goy. We're certainly not going to create it. Then a bialin to be machmer. We're looking to be mekel. That was the whole point of the takon in the first place. A little bit silly to say that we should now make a chumrah because of it. So therefore, Rava does not like this etza of Abaye. So from here we learn lahalacha that in a case where we come up with an idea that would end up being mevatel a teres eruv from a particular locale, that it's not a good idea. Of course, this has been on the mind of many of the tainas against the what we call the eruv nowadays. People forget about eruvin and what's going to happen and so on. Not exactly from here. But Tosis brings an interesting point. He says Rashi actually had a maisa where they would make a chuppah. They made a chuppah before Shabbos, and it was on Shabbos. And they forgot to make an eruv. And they needed to take the food out of various buttons and feed everybody, and they didn't make an error. So Rashi said, in his community, so Rashi said what they should do is they should be mevatel rishus to one of them, and then there would be no problem in taking from one bite to the other bite.
Chuppah
was right before Shabbos, and then they make the chasana right afterwards.
It wasn't before Rashi.
It was Rashi's community. Rashi was there. What do you mean? they had a good pesach in there. You know, sometimes Rabbi Yashiv comes to the wedding. So Rashi said that they can do that. The Reed did not like that song because it says that if you're going to do that, so then that means that why should they bother making an eruv? They figure they can always carry. All they need to do is to be vater rishus. So the retain is you should only rely on that type of heter if there's different rooms in the house.
So and you're only going to be mevato rishus of that particular cheder where the food is to take into the next house. There's the problem is that you have to take from one area to the other. So there you're going to still gain with an eruv because you want to carry from the other chadorim. Whereas if you're mevato rishus, you won't be able to carry from the other chadorim. As long as there's a mila that an eruv will still get you, then we don't have this problem of bittul teiras eruv. However, Tosis has a problem with the actual sugya we have. Because what exactly is gained in this case? He said you should be mevato rishus. Rashi builds his whole understanding of the bittul rishus on the fact it's amazing. You're constantly feeling that you're battling the world in here, that your words are just going into this tunnel. It's
terrible.
That must be what it is. Well, by the time we close it, noise starts inside. Here we go. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh
Bedvaro.
Amen. The person rents his house without food. Is there a problem carrying in the corridor?
Yes, unless he retains rishus to be able to go in there and so on. As the Baal HaBayis, then it's like a hotel. A hotel always has the key. They come in to clean the room and so on and so forth. We're seinich on that, but it's not separate rishus. Yeah.
The Moshe's outside has a kula that if the furniture is all furniture, but the furniture is all owned by the owner of the hotel or the owner of the hospital, you can do something in that theater.
But he's using that house for his own as well. Okay, I mean, you're talking about a hotel
or a hospital where the furniture is owned by the owner. Moshe's just has kula on that.
Okay, fine. So and it could be that would be the same thing as a hotel. But anyway, Rashi is talking about over here. The case of, is in our Gemara. It's talking about above. What happens with a mevato rishus is an above? Rashi builds the whole problem around the question, because if you're mevato rishus, you still are not able to take. If you, in other words, above, remember, has various chatzeros opening into the above. Correct. So now the question is: normally, if you don't have an eruv between the people in the chatzer and you only have the things in the chatzer that belong there, but you can't carry out from the bayit into the chatzer. If you paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that all of the chatzeros and the karfefos and the gabais and the mavos are all rishus achat, then there's no problem of carrying anyway from the chatzer into the mavo. The only reason we say that there's a problem with chatzer to mavo is if you have something from the bayit that's going to be outside, that you can't without shita mavos. You won't be able to carry out. So the question over here was what precisely is gained by being mevato rishus one to the other? In the case of our Gemara, how do we understand it? If we build it on a case where there's an eruv, and therefore if it wouldn't be that there were mevos, we have a gezera that since there's liable to be things that came from the bayis that was taken out to the chutz because they have an eruv in hand, therefore you can no longer carry even in the mavoi. Okay, so then I understand. Then we have an issue. Can I carry arba amos in this mavoi? But otherwise, why wouldn't I be able? What's wrong without having a sheet of mavos? Why won't I be able to carry in this mavoi? Let's say there is a goy there, so there is an issur to carry in a mavoi. The only issur to carry is where there's things that I may end up carrying into the chatzeres that I'm not allowed to carry into there. So then we treat it like we should. You remember we had this also to get back in Shabbat, or we don't remember. We don't look like we're remembering. Okay, see. All right, so then let's skip this for now, and we'll continue on. We'll see how much time we have. We'll go back to it. Okay. Gufa. Amr of Yonah Meshmur, Afilu Satiro, Afilu Likito, Dotene Ruvovadai. So the chiddush that we had today, a massive chiddush, even though we have a problem of making an eruv with a goy, and that if we have two Jews with this goy, the lack of an eruv will prohibit the use of the chatzer. Nonetheless, if there's a Jew who works for the goy, then that Jew is able to give for that chatzer, he could participate. With that bias, he could participate, depending on if it's, we're talking about mavos or chatzeros. And that's as if the goy had an eruv, so to speak. Omer of Nachman, Akama Ma'aya Ashmai. That's great. I really like that. Now, there was another mimer, also by Rabbi Yudah Mishmur, and that said like this, and this was also said to Rabbi Nachman, Shatari v'it al yoreh. If you drank a ravias of wine, do not paskin a hora'ah. So Rabbi Nachman says, lo ma'aya hashmai. So that I don't like. Do'ana, let me tell you about myself. I tell you, kol kamad lo shatir v'it kamad lo tzila da'toy. I can't even get it straight head on until I had myself a ravias of wine. What kind of craziness is that? But if you have the wine, then you can't be more. The only way to be more is get a little bit high. Then you get a sense of perspective. Omar le Rava didn't like Rabbi Nachman's cavalier. This is nice. This isn't nice. My time, Omar Marachi, why do you say it that way? Omar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, didn't Rav Acha Bar Chanina say that Ro'ez Zonot Ya'abed Hon? Pimps destroy money. Wasn't that pimps were pimps? Ro'ez Zonot. Ro'ez Zonot is someone who says, Zed Na'eh, this one's nice. Ro'eh, that's what I'm going to be, Isaac. Right? So that's a guy who looks at Torah and he says, I like that. I don't like that. So he becomes a pimp, basically. So now Ya'abed Hon, he's going to lose all of the riches of Torah. You don't want to do that. Why are you saying it that way? No. We have two things with Nachman heard. One, both of them from Rabbi Yehuda quoting Shmuel. So on one of them, he said, I like.
Right.
The other one, which was about the drinking wine, he says, I don't like. Says Rava, don't say I like, I don't like. If I like, I don't like sounds like you're making a choice in a place where you shouldn't be. What kind of this? Is it, you're turning the Torah into what I like, what I don't like, and so on. Everything is nice. You have issues. You may want to be Isaacian. Other issues, I want to be Isaacian. But it's not a nice way to talk about it.
I can take it on.
So we're darshaning, Raja, we're darshaning zona, zena'a. So this ma'amar is not, in this one I will be ro'ed, this one I will graze, so to speak. I like this different Torah. So he would be me'abed honan shel Torah. He's going to end up losing the riches and the power and the honor of Torah. Or Marley, how do you be okay? Okay, a pimp, I don't want to be. I have charot. I won't say it like that.
How can you say you can be Pascha? How good was Rav Nabil was because they were drinking?
But that's a machlokus, whether we say that it's that the over there, Yain Vashaykh of Altesh, but that's Lahorot Ula Avdil, that's machlokus, whether that applies back to the Yain Vashaykh of Altesh. In other words, we, the Iker Din over there is in terms of Veda, Knesset Migdash. Then there's a machlokus, whether we apply that to Hora'ah as well, because the Torah says, Lahorot, Lahavdil, that's the job of the Kohen. But as a matter of fact, our president's question is well taken. Because as Tosis points out, I mean, what do you think is not nice? It's a machlokus, but I don't know if you say it's not nice. You want a paskin like the other man, the Omer, paskin like the other man, the Omer? What's this not nice? That doesn't make sense. I mean, we're not talking about something that turns out to be a machlokus tanoim. So how could he say nice or not nice? Tell me how you paskin. So let's just suggest that maybe we could be mechalek in the two cases. That one is talking about a wine which is mishaker. We're going to see that it's a question of how much revius, that revius yayin mazul, yayin ha'italki. So that maybe he's talking about precisely, because Rav Nachman himself is also made, as we'll see, that there's certainly by yayin ha'italki, that you need a certain amount of time after you drink. So that's going to suggest it could be talking over here that there was no water mixed. There was no water mixed with it. Over here was mixed with water, which is the normal way of drinking, and therefore wouldn't be mishaker.
How far
does
it go? I suppose this is nice.
This
was a very interesting daf.
Oh, so some say that we find all over in the world, the Gemara, it says kamamali. That's nice. That's a common thing. It's a kamamali. So we never tina that it's not. You shouldn't say it's nice. Apparently, it's only when you contrast it, which is why, as Abba was asking, what is the connection between these two? It's because he's heard it together, looks at one and says, I like, looks at the other and says, I don't like. That's not the way to do it. But the comment, but this particular daf was a lot of fun, and so on, and so on, but that's okay, as long as you're not contrasting something else. I mean, not everybody's noted that. They explained the Kamamali, and it's something that told me a fiddle, that it's not that it's not. But there's a difference between the two. But there are those who are medayik in this
one. So drawing the drinking of revius wine is tzaktara?
No, it's just a question of whether if I drink revius, am I allowed?
No, I understand. When you choose this or this, and you like what you said here and not there, that's, you can draw the analogy to
Yeah, well, but that's going beyond the text. You're looking for nice remnants. But in order to do that, you have to put on your string. Then you can say it. That would help. Omer Rabba Bar Avuna, Shatui Al Yit Palil. Furthermore, if you drink, you shouldn't be praying. But Imit Palil Tvilato Tvila. If you drink and you pray, then at least it's a kosher Tvila, and you don't have to re-say the Tvila. Whereas Shikor Al Yit Palil, if he's truly drunk, we'll define the difference later, he shouldn't daven. And there, if he does daven, Tvilato Tveva, it's considered to be the equivalent of Toivah. We have the same idea. If somebody davens in a place where there's filth, it's not Yotze, because it's not talking to the Shechina. Hechi dami shatui vehechi dami shikor. How would we define that difference? Well, remember when Rav Abba Bar Shemani and Rav Menashe Bar Yirmiyah Midifti, I should say, where they were over on the ferry on the Marbet and Nahar, Yufti, and this might be a place in Barnea's neighborhood, I don't know, but I'm challenged.
Not yet,
okay. And they were on the ferry, and they were about to say goodbye. Each one was going, they were going in different ways. So they said to each other, you know what? Kol chad minan leimah milta lo shmiya l'chavri. Before we leave each other, let's each one tell the other something that they never heard before. Why should we do that? I want to remember you. We know that in order to be Mekayim, the Omer Mori Baravuna lo yipater adami chavera lo nitoch dvar halacha. You're saying goodbye to someone. You should say goodbye in the context of a Divrei Torah in which he'll connect you to that Divrei Torah. So let it be something really that we'll remember, something we never knew before. Okay, so Potachad, one of them says, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you. I'm sure you never heard this before. Hechi davi shatui vehechi davi shikor. The difference between high and drunk. Now that's something, I mean, people have been looking for that difference. They even started selling little chemical analysis kits that you breathe into, they tell you that's it. You know, this can cost you not only your license, it can cost you a year in jail. So it's good to know this tomorrow when they drag you in front of the judge. So I'm going to tell you, and this way you'll remember me. The guy who's high, he's the guy that can talk to the police officer and make perfectly good sense. It says Beferish Melech doesn't mean literally Melech, it's any officer of the government, right? Whereas the Shikor is Kosheino Yochola Daber with Melech. If you're not 100% clear about how you're talking, there's a little slurring of the words.
Yes, officer.
And then the cop says, can I see you walk a straight line? Then you shouldn't be davening. And there, because what's the union? You have to be davening b'fnei ha-melech. So a tefila that's not shaykh, you have to davening b'fnei ha-melech, it's not a tefila. Then it becomes tefila to
ifa. That's what you have noticed, is you can arrange your words, even
to ifa. If you want to share about this triangle, it's fine.
What about Purim?
That, okay, I would suggest it before.
It's maybe at Purim, so.
Fatach idach v'yamah, the other one, said, okay, I'm going to tell you something you never heard either. Somebody who gets rich out of no efforts of his own, he was in the right place at the right moment. A ger was a multimillionaire, never had any kids, suddenly drops dead in the middle of the conversation, and this guy says, okay, it's all mine. So he's Kona, right? Now, people look at this, and they could certainly give him an ayin hara. You know, but what is this guy walking off with all of this? Didn't do anything during it. Therefore, it's a good idea. Maya sevit kaimu biyado. You certainly want to do something with it that will turn down the volume of the rumors. So, you know, you say I'm donating $1 million to the International Wildlife Fund, or Lahavdil. You can buy a Sefer Torah, or maybe give $1 billion to wipe out AIDS, or something like that. So if you have now, you're in the Fortune 500, do something, unless you earned it. Reb Sheshes, well, talking about not earning it, I mean, a few bal v'nichzei ishto, somebody marries rich, and everybody's thinking, aha, well, smart guy. So, well, you want to do something with that money to take off the rumors. So also do a mitzvah with the money. At least that way people look at you with a good eye, and well, we won't have an eye in heart. Rava says, well, even if you make money on the stock market, well, that's called doing. What is that called? Earning money. It's called gambling. So if you over this, give a Rava. Even you invest it now in something, he ended up making money, and people are saying, yeah, well, you make money for it. Does that your work in his life? He's in front of the computer screen, right? So therefore, it's kedai to do something with that cash to get the iron hara off.
But in the public way, so to speak?
Yeah, do something that people will feel that the money was dedicated back to, you know, important things. Not that he doesn't realize his good fortune. He thinks everything is coming to him. He's clearly showing that he has a responsibility and a recognition. Rav Papa says, even if standing on your walk down the street, you found something. See, Matzamitzia also, it doesn't have to be necessarily something that everybody's talking about. Even if you're Matzamitzia, there should be things that come your way with no effort, shouldn't be taken for granted. To do something with the money that shows that you recognize what it's for. Doesn't have to be the International Wildlife Fund. I mean, it could be to buy a new pair of tefillin. That's a Rashi mitzvah. Others learn. Yeah, not even for yourself, but a tzarech mitzvah. Others learn that this is part of the list of things that you got money from. So in other words, even if you make money by writing a parrot film, which you would say, I mean, that's Isaac and mitzvahs and so on and so forth, people are going to say something. So what if I sold the world's most expensive parrot film and I mean Guinness Book of World Records? And that itself was part of a mitzvah. No, even there, I don't like that category, but anyway.
Is the way in which
he got the money, not what he spent it on. Yeah, weird. Okay, but anyway, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi's chapter Where do we see that the dedication of something to a higher purpose is a way in which one can be matzliach with what he's doing? Because it says, "Vayigar Yisrael neder l'Hashem vayomer, im naton titen et ha'am hazeh biyadi." You, I need your help to give the war. So if you help me, v'acharamti et areihem, so then I'll take their arim and I'll give it to Hekadosh. So you see that there's an inyan to make those kind of promises. Amarami Baraba, derech nil v'sheina kosher mifigin et hayayin. Even if you drank, if you walk one meal, that's enough to take away the impact of the alcohol, and then you're allowed to be moreh. Or if you go to sleep, even for a short while you sleep, the wine, the effect of the alcohol is dissipated. Omer Nachman, Omer Baravua, lo shanu ela sheshata kedei revi'it. Now hold on a minute. This is only if all you did was drink a revi'it. But if you drank more than that, shata yoter me revi'it, kol sheken shoderach torah detov v'sheinam ha-shachar tov. The exact opposite happens. You might be able to hold it together before you went to sleep. But if you fall asleep and you wake up, you're absolutely in a daze. It's much worse. And if you start walking around, your head is just whirling, and you end up being in worse shape, not better shape. So therefore, this only works if what you drank was a revi'it. Now, if you can imagine the machlokesin over here about the shiur of revi'it. Am I normal or am I drunk?
Well, also,
their
revi'it is much stronger.
Yeah, that we'll see. But say, but for my son, you say it's Dr. Revi'it. So who's revi'it? The Chazanish is revi'it. The Chaim Baz revi'it. According to each one, the other one is either drunk or sober, as the case may be. It could be in both directions, because it has to be precisely revealed. Asks the Gemara, what, that's all it takes is 1 kilometer to be mefig et hayayin? V'atanya ma'aseh b'Rabbi Gamliel. Boy, this is a wild one. There was once a story with Rabbi Gamliel, who was driving down the road on his chamor, on the way from Akko to Kiziv. And Rabbi Eloi was walking behind him. Now, he spots a piece of bread, or a loaf of bread, on the ground. So he turns around and says, Eloi, pick that up. We don't leave bread on the ground. Tul Guluskin min Hadera. He's driving along another block, and he sees a guy on the road, and he says to the guy, hey, Mavgai, take the Guluskin from Eloi, will you? So Rabbi Eloi was absolutely sure. How does he know this guy walking down the road? What's going on? Now, obviously, he didn't want Rabbi Eloi to eat this bread. So he said to the guy, you take it. But he called him by his name. Nitfala Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi went and caught up with the guy afterwards and started talking to him on the road. So tell me, where do you come from? Nobody would know where I come from. I am Rocha Borgina, one of these little kfarim over here where we work in the fields. My first time out on the highway, actually. So, no kidding, now, what's your name? He says, my name's Magboy. And I think the Jungle Book was built around this guy, right? So, let me ask something. I mean, Rabbi Gamliel, you've met him in the past? I mean, did he come visit your little choir or something? How does he know you? Amar lo, I never saw the guy before. So, be'otan sha'al amad v'shikivein Rabbi Gamliel b'ruach HaKadosh. So, first of all, Rabbi Gamliel must have just known the guy's name, b'ruach HaKadosh. The Tosis points out that calling a guy over there, Mavgoy, is like calling an Arab Muhammad. Everybody's called Mavgoy, right? So even Ruach HaKodesh means only that it worked out well for him, as if, you know. But it shows clearly that his HaKodesh Baruch Hu has an insight. This guy really fits that name. There's an interesting chat that if you analyze the name Mavgoy in Aramaic, we find it used for someone who's castrated. So Mavgoy may mean that Rabbi Gabriel noted that this guy was castrated. He called him Mavgoy. That's a little funny chat. But there are chat. V'shlosha devarim lamadnu bo'tasha'a. So yeah, three things you can learn from here. First of all, halacha, obviously. Not the Hasidic part we just had. But there's three things that you really learn that are important. First of all, you learn in Marvir and Alaofer. You see food on the ground. You don't just step around it. You pick it up and you treat it properly. Furthermore, we learned that since most of the people that would be on the road, even though most of the people maybe in the immediate area were Jewish, But you have to assume that the road goes according to the people in the world that use the road. That's mostly non-Jewish. And therefore, he didn't allow Rabbi Loi to eat the bread, because he was afraid it came from a non-Jewish bakery. We also learn out that even though over here, so had it been now the Maisa Shahoya, this the Gemara, no, that the Maisa Shahoya was immediately after Pesach. Had there been a problem of a Chimtzer Shal Nochri, that we ask a Chimtzer Shal Nochri from Pesach on a Jew, so then he wouldn't have allowed us to use this as a gift to good old Margoy, because that's the Tovat Hana'ah that's involved in it, and he would have just put it into the garbage bill. Anyway, he comes now to Chesiv, and somebody comes to him to ask a Shaila. He wants a Heter Nedar. So, by Echot Bishami Menu, I'll need rope. Amar Lezeshe Moshe, he turns to Rabbi Eloi and says, tell me something. Do you think that we had a revius of that Italian wine that we had with us? I'm feeling a bit high, but do I have a right to be more halakha here? We definitely had a revius. I'll tell you what, he says to this guy. We're going to drive another 3 kilometers, and you can follow. And by then, we should be all right. So in Kenya, Tayela Harino Hachi Afig Yeinenu. So follow us. V'tiyeli ma'am, so tiyela harem shalosh minin. He followed them for another 3 kilometers. Hachi gil esulma shal tzur, until they came. We call it Rosh HaNikra area, esulma shal tzur. I don't know if this was Achziv. This is Achziv. And it's
my idea that we're going after Rav Hochi Drachin, even though there's only Isra Durabanan here. No comments,
but the question whether it's that part wasn't the Gay of the Rose.
Well, how do we assume that is a possible going? If it's possible of a year, maybe it's in so how do we go through Bnei Brak? So in order the assumption that it's possible of a goy is based on the fact that we're going off our road called a government.
Yes, but only the guy be the pas akum iser. The other way it's a kula, not a kumra. Because if it would be a Jews, then we would have assumed that it was Miachra Pesach and not from Pesach, as Tosis points out. So the part that you wanted to say that we go even under Rabbanan of Chumra was Pas'akon, not Chimtzer Shel Nochri. So anyway, but meanwhile we see that it's 3 milim over here. You said a meal. I mean, that's the Chlala problem. Well, okay, we'll get to that. But then what happened was when they got to Rosh HaNikra, so Kimachigela Tzuno Shel Tzur, Yor Rabban Gamliel and Achamar Rabban Gamliel gets off the donkey, Vinitatei V'yashav, and he puts on his talis and sits calmly as a dayan. The guy comes over, and he hit the lo nidra, and he ended up being matir the nedra. Now, harbei dvarim lamadnu b'otasha. There's a lot of things to learn from this maisa. First of all, lamadnu shuvi eat yain ayitati mishaker. You see over here, good Italian wine to get you hot. And of course, this we see on this closest basis, maybe there's an afkamina. Yain ayitati is particularly strong, as we'll see. But lamadnu shikur al yore, since he refused to paskin for him, apparently you're not allowed to be more. Vila Madnu should derech mefiga atayai. Furthermore, we learn from here that on the road, if you're going on the road, that ultimately your wine dissipates. Vila Madnu, furthermore, from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel got off of the Chamor, we also learn she'en mefirim nedarim, lo rachuv velo mahalech velo omeh, and then he sat down, so we see also that you can't paskin halacha like this by neder while you're driving. As a matter of fact, not even if you're walking, not even if you're standing, you have to be sitting. Anyway, but as far as our sugya is concerned, Katani Mias, does it say here or not? Shlosh Shamil, is this 3 kilometers? You said 1 kilometer is enough. Why did he have to go 3 kilometers? Must be that there is no that a meal is made to get a yayin. Ah, shayne yayin a yitaki the mishakar tvei. Talking about Italian wine over here. For Italian wine, you need 3 kilometers. It's just for the regular wine.
Why did you tell your wine in Israel?
Because the alternative was the Batats. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rababar, are you escaping?
No. What I'm drinking wine, no. We even find jugs which are marked for Herod. Imported wine for Herod's
first. Marked in the Latin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is that what you mean?
No, importing wine.
Ela sheshataz asks the Gemara, the Omer Nachman Omer Rabbah v'noshan ol sheshatav levi'it, avu shatay yotem levi'it, koshkein derech teravto, v'shinam v'shacharto. Now I don't understand. If you're telling me that Yayin Italki is worse than the other kind of wine, right? That's why it needs more. But if you're telling me that it's worse, then it's the equivalent of drinking more than a revius of the normal wine. If you said you drink more than a revius of normal wine, then the more you travel, the more confused you get. So either we have a problem of the mil versus the 3 mil, or we have a problem of the koshkin of its yotemer and yita. You're not making things better over here. Ah, no, there's a difference between rachuv and holeich. If you're holeich, you're spreading the alcohol in your blood and so on and so forth, and it doesn't dissipate fast enough, so then in a chinami it gets you more confused. Over here, you're sitting on the donkey, and the donkey's moving. Oh, as a matter of fact, ashkadatit lachi. Oh, that now that you pointed out that he wasn't walking, so maybe the whole Rami Bar Abba that we said before, Derech Mil, means walking a mil. So maybe the whole thing, why do we have to say it's not necessarily that Yayin Italki is worse? Maybe the point is this, and maybe it's not worse. You could have just said right off the bat, why do you need 3 kilometers? You said 1 kilometer is enough. I said walking 1 kilometer is enough. If you're driving, then it doesn't have the same impact. So then maybe you need 3 kilometers.
It's the time to walk.
It's not the time. It's the mental imaging, at least, of the travel. The combination of the mental work with the physical work in the halicha. That's that. Because otherwise, if it was just the time, so then we could say that this is
riding for 3 is equivalent to walking for 1?
That's what it seems to be saying.
You metabolize
Metabolize fast when you're walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but over here you're driving.
That's why it takes.
It depends time. Who the driver is. Yeah, but he wasn't the one that was going to be doing
the sack. From the time, he was walking the same distance as the other was riding. So.
Right. Couldn't have been that. They couldn't have been moving too fast. Ask the Gemara, but is this really true that they would have to now sit down? The Omer of Nachman Beferina Darim Bein Maalev Bein Omeid Bein Rachuv. So if we learn from Rabbi Gamliel that you're not allowed to be made for a netter unless you're sitting, how do we explain Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Nachman says you can be made for a netter no matter what, so whether you're walking, whether you're driving, whether you're standing. So I mean, what is arguing Rabbi Gamliel? No. Actually, it's about Chlokas Tanoim Bichlal, about how to do the din of the Atoras Nidorim. So the Ikel Aman Di Omar Potchim Becharata. The Ikel Aman Di Omar in Potchim Becharata. So, by the way, there's 3 different approaches as to what Potchim Becharata means. So let's first learn Rashi Pshat. Rashi learns Potchim Becharata means you need to be able to find a reason to be Maturna. And if you hold in Potchim Becharata, that's meaning you don't. It means you don't have to find a way out. So in other words, if a person comes along and he says, look, I made such and such a netter, and I don't want that netter anymore. So the Chacham says, okay, fine, so we'll be oiker your netter. But if you hold Potchim Becharata, you have to find an opening whereby the person would say, well, if I had realized that at the time I made the netter, I would never have made the netter at that time. So if you hold Potchim Becharata, it means you have to find a question that will be a pichat peh for the guy to say is, I never made a netter with that understanding, so it's a violation of my dad at the time. If you hold in Potchim Becharata, so it means you don't need that. The Chacham can be altered, even though there's no reason that the Chacham can discern for what happened in this guy's mind. The fact is, the guy is saying, look, you know, it's stupid, I'm sorry I made that netter. Okay, I mean, what exactly is stupid? That's not my business. You feel it was stupid. I mean, that's okay. Therefore, if you need to be poter b'charata, says Rashi, so then you're going to have to think this out very clearly, because you have to find, according to the person that's asking you, you have to find a type of question that is actually really different in his mind, and he will tell you that, in fact, if I would have known this at the time, I wouldn't have said the letter, and only then can you be matur. So you need yishuvadat. You need yishuvadat. You have to sit down, and you can't stop me driving at the same time. Ashenkin, according to the other man, you're in poter b'charata, what's the problem? And you said, sorry, you don't like the netter? Okay. Mutar l'cha. No problem.
Okay. See, by Dayanam,
yes, but this, according to this, it wouldn't be a din of Diyan. It's not Dayanut. That's din. This isn't din. It's also not din. We have a lot of different nafkamiyas because of that too. But the Tosfos learns that, no, Potchim Becharata means that it's the opposite. As a matter of fact, it was a Girsa in other Gemaras. There's a similar question in the Dorim, in which there are 2 gersos, according to one of which, Potchim Becharata makes things harder,
not like our sugya. But according to the other one, Pasuk Bechara Zalek Sinzija, which is a Rashi, is learning our sugya based on the girsa over there. Right? So in other words, the question is, do I need to or don't I need to? Or, according to Tosus, Pachim Charatas makes things easier. Makes things easier because it means if a guy walks in and says he has Charata. So we ask him, you mitcharet on the fact that you made the neder in the first place? Yes. So you don't need, therefore, to do more than that. He says he's mitcharet completely. On the other hand, if not, then you're going to have to find a petah. If ain't Pachim Bechareta, that means that you need to find a petah. And a Charata, the fact that the guy says, I'm sorry, is not a petah. Ain't Pachim Bechareta. Okay, so according to that, ein pochim b'charata means it's not enough. You need more than that. So that's the question: whether does it make it worse if ein pochim b'charata? That's what Tosfos says. There are other approaches also, but obviously this makes tremendous nafkaminas in terms of how to understand the process of hetter, which is outside of our sugi. Do yomer Rabba bar bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my patach le Rabbi Gamliel le'ivu gavra. What exactly was the way, once we're telling you over the story, how did he get him out of that neder? He told him, you know what the Pesukim Mishlei says? Yesh boteh kimatkarot cherev. Leshon chachamim marpe. There are people who open their big mouths, and it's like sticking something with a sword. And what do you think, it's a good thing that you made a neder? It's a bad thing. But thank God the chachamim are around, and they can fix it. And the diyuk is, kol haboteh, yesh boteh, kemar kerot cherev. You open your mouth to make a neder, you ought to be stuck with a sword, roi ledokro becherev. But it's a good thing that the lashon of chachamim can be ochre your neder and make it as if it wasn't, and therefore will save your life. But learn not to open your mouth. So if you knew that, would you make a neder? If you knew that that's the way the Torah looks at you, as being an idiot, and as being somebody who needs to be nitkar with cherev, and he said, oh, no, sir, I would never make no neder like that. And so based on that, he said, okay, so then it means that you didn't really want to make this neder. However, as Tosis points out, we paskin that this is not a kosher harata, because we're afraid that this is the type of question nobody answers honestly. You can't ask a guy. What's the guy going to say? Yeah, I don't care. I mean, those kind of questions don't count as a peta. Omar, the in ma'avirin al ha'ochlin. He said that you can't walk over a piece of bread that's on the ground. But Rabbi Yochanan points out that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that that was only lo shanu ela bedorot harishanim. That was back in the early years when ein benot Yisrael putzot bakshafim. That was when you could trust Jewish women not to be doing their black magic with the bread that they leave on the ground. Alva bedorot ha'achronim. But in these later generations, when the guy who gives you a little bit of candy for trick-or-treat has it laced with arsenic or maybe broken glass, leave it on the ground. It's amazing how contemporary this is. Adopted with black magic, right? It becomes a major issue with trick-or-treat. You let your kids eat what people are giving you. It used to be a neighbor gives you food. He's not trying to kill your kid. Nowadays, forget it. Leave it on the ground. So over there, ma'avirin.
Listen to the sugya by something by the chor between the Jew and the non-Jew, because the goyim are concerned that
that's the goyim.
But the goyim are concerned that the Jew might be doing shopping. So it shows that the goyim would be something really in their chash.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, well, the words also count for something. Tan shleimin ma'avirin lamaisa. This is only if you find a challah on the ground. That's weird. Well, why is there a whole challah on the ground, or a lachmaniyah on the ground? But I mean, somebody broke off, left a half a sandwich somewhere, you know. So then you should treat the ochel with respect and put it to the side or something. So petitin, so even nowadays, petitin in ma'avirin, because over there, nobody uses petitin for kshafim. I mean, a good spell requires a good piece of bread. So memela, there's no chashash. Omer le revasi, le revashi va petitin lo avdan. You mean to say you can't use a half a sandwich for black magic? The Aktiv, doesn't it say Beferush in Yecheskel, where he's talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the ridiculous things that Klal Yisrael does? So it says, V'techalena oti elami, b'sha'alei se'orim u'b'tutei lechem, lamid nefashot. What the heck is wrong with you guys? Well, you use little crumbs of bread to be mechal shen shemayim to go and to kill people that are not meant to die. Asher lo techayena, It's all funny stuff. They're all a bunch of believers in all of this superstition, so you drive them crazy with this. But anyway, we see, meanwhile, it says b'feirush over there, b'pitutei lechem. That doesn't mean that they use the pitutei lechem for a spell. Any good spell book makes it, spells it out very clearly. It's got to be a whole piece of bread. It means that they take a half a challah for the price of a spell. That's in terms of what they charge. Prices really went down. I mean, it became like so such public knowledge. So that's what the Navi was talking about. So you're talking about for a half a loaf of bread, you're ready to pull this kind of shtick and be mechallel shem shamayim. And that's the shakli be'agrayu. That's the money that they take for making this spell. Omrev sheshes mishum rev elezim and azariah. Yachol ani liftor kol olam kulo min adin. You know, I can actually get all of Klal Yisrael out of any kind of din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he tries to say we did something wrong, I can pull the rug out from under the din. At least from the time of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Why? Until today. Shenema, because look, it says in the Navi, Lachem shin ina zot aniya ushchurat velo miyayin. It means that Yishayahu is calling Klal Yisrael a bunch of drunkards. So that means if we're all drunk, then we're not responsible for what we do. So if God wants to complain about how we act, we tell him, you don't come to complain to a drunkard. We don't know what we're doing. And therefore, you can't call me to din. Asks the Gemara, is that true? Is it not so that a shikor mikho mekach umem karom mimkar, that even if he's drunk, if he signed the contract, it's a good signature, and avar avera sheyesh ba mita, if he was over on an avera that has a chiyuv, and far as the din is concerned, me mitinoto, he would still be chayev capital punishment. He can't say, but I was drunk, I didn't know what I was doing. And if he's chayev malkot, malkinoto. So drunkenness is not a defense. So how could you be matir everybody? The general rule is that someone who's drunk has exactly the same legal responsibilities as anybody else in the world except for one thing. He's patur min hatfilah. Because patur min hatfilah says it's inappropriate for him to daven. That's a different issue. So how does it help to say that Klal Yisrael is shechurat v'lo miyayin? No, all I meant was, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, all I meant was that I can potter everybody from tefillah. That's what I meant. Nobody has to go to davening anymore, because anyway they're drunk, so they don't know what they're talking about. So therefore, what's the point of talking to God? So if is a taina on someone for not coming to davening, or davening but not having proper kavanah. So I'll say, how can he have proper kavanah? He's drunk. Because of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. It's a beautiful drasha of the Chatam Sofer. It's frightening. When you go, I mean, I know, when I go to visit these European cities that are like museums now, you feel, you know, you gain such a covet for people who could live in those horrific circumstances surrounded by such darkness and ugliness and the complete Christian beliefs and idols all over the place and hatred and bizoyan. But how did they get through a day? Like, well, where did the energy come from to daven and to learn, to have a sukkah out there when you're looked at as a piece of dirt? And it's just, it's like living in the depths of hell. I just could never understand it. There's a beautiful Chassam Sofer that says, takes this Gemara and says, this shechurat v'lo miyayin is a minor issue. Because that's just a shikur. And it says, the way we live here, it's interesting to see that he writes it himself. The way we live here is living in the grave. It's not being cheaper. It's being dead. We live as if we're dead. We don't even know what it is to live. So that we have no self-image. We have no happiness. We have no excitement for life. We have no ability to do anything. We might as well be in the grave. There, for sure, we don't have any feeling. And whatever we do is more than anybody would have expected. And certainly, if this was Avim in a Yochalani Liftar Kalolam Kalomenatin, and the Gemara just had to ask, because Chayav anyway, that's just on people that were after the Korban. The people are living in Iran where we live. It's a miracle they can breathe. They did sense it themselves. And he brings psukim and rayas and mamish. We have a din of living in the grave. We're not even alive. Yes. Rav Chanina lo shlava shelo yigia l'shikruto shalot. When do we say this? Dafka, if you didn't get as drunk as Lot got. This is a point at which you lose your mind. If the Torah could say you didn't know what was going on, if you don't know what's going on, so then you're not phenomenal. It's as if you're mad at that point. So that insanity, oh, that's why I wanted to know if you were disappearing. Yeah, insanity is an excuse. That's all right. And here we go. Let's see if we can break our records today. Elo amara lezel chad minel di kare v'lei v'lei sh'ol minei duchta v'leinach bein midei d'ave leike tzchiro l'kito v'omre v'yiron v'shmul afil tzchiro afil l'kito notene ruvo for the goy v'dayo omre abayel rav Yosef. And how about hayusham chamisha tzchiro v'chamisha l'kito mao? Do they all need to make an Erev together? Omre le no yomar v'shkiro tzchiro v'l'kito l'akel yomru tzchiro l'kito l'achmir never. Ah, lovely. Furthermore, they said, not lovely. Loma Yashmaitza. The Anna Kukam the Loshatin Raviata the Kamalotziladatoi. Omri Rabba, my time Omar Marhaki, Omra Vakabarhanina, my defiveroya zonotia bait hon, kol haomer shemu azona, the zoe nana, me abeno nashatura. Omri, okay, forget it, had your beat. Omraba Babaravuna Shatuya Yit Palil, Vimit Palil Filatotvila, Shikor al Yit Palil, Vimit Palil Filatotoiva. Hechi dami shatui hechi dami shikor. The other Baba Bashumani Menashva Yirmiyami Difti, Avikama Fatri, Miyadani Amabra, and our Yufti. Omru, Kochad Minan Le Mamilta, Lo Shmila Kavri. Why? The Omer Mori Baravuna, Lo Yipatera, the Bihavi Royal Mitov Varalaha, Shemitov Kaksopeu. Pota Chavi Amar, Hechi Dami Shatui, Hechi Dami Shikor, Shatui Koshi Yakola Dabrelifni Hamiller, Shikor Koshi No Yakola Dabrelifni Hamiller, Potach Idav Vi Amar. המחזיק בנכסי הגר מה יעשה ויתקיימו בידו ייקח בהם ספר תורה עומר ששס אפילו בעל בנכסי אשתו רוב אמר אפילו עד הריסקי ורובה רוב פופ אמר אפילו מצא מציאה עומר נחמר יצרק אפילו כתב בו תפילים ויום רב חנין ויתם רב חנין המייקרו תכתיב וידור ישראל נדר להשם ויומרים נתו תיתן את העם הזה בידי וחרמתי את עוריהם Omra mi baraba derech mil v'shena kosher befigin et hayayin. Omra nachman omra rabba baravu lo shanu lo shata sheshata kidei reviit avo shata yotem reviit kosher kein shederech toradato v'shena mishakarato. And this is Rav Nachman, as this points out earlier, which means that Rav Nachman does agree that yayin is mishaker, and therefore why does he say before that note that he doesn't like the shmua? Again, it's clear that he wasn't arguing on the ikr din of Hora'ah, but rather it was a question of what you drank. Maybe over there was talking about mixed wine. V'atanya ma'aseh ben Gamliel, sh'aya rochi, v'lachamor v'yamalach me'ach v'lachasi v'ya ribi loy ma'alach achor v'matzah gluski b'nerach amar loy loy. Tol gluski b'nerach, matzah not v'yach an amar loy. Hey, ma'abdoy, tol gluski n'alol lo mi'aloy. Yitfalo ribi loy, v'lo, hey, v'yach n'ata, lo ne'al rachu burgen, ma' shimcha, ma'abdoy ishmani. Tol b'kirchur ben Gamliel, me'al amar loy, are you kidding? Love. באותה שעה למדנו שכיוון רב גמליאל ברוח הקודש. שלושה דברים שלמדנו באותה שעה, למדנו שאין מאמין על האופן, למדנו שהולכים אחרי רוב עוברי דרכים, ולמדנו שחמצו של נוכרי, אחר הפסח מותר בנאה. Anyway, כיוון שהגיע לציבה חדשה על הנדרו, אמר לזה שאימו, היי, כלום שתינו רביעי את יין האיטלקי, אמר, oh yeah, we sure did, אם כן ניתן לך רד שפיד ימינו. תהיה לאחרים שלושה מילים, you said מיל אחד, עד שהגיע לסור משל צור, כאילו מי שהגיע לסור משל צור, יורד רב גמליאל אומר חמור מניסת אבי יושב איתי לא נדרו. הרבה דברים למדנו באותה שעה, למדנו שביס יין איטלקי משקר, למדנו שיקור או יורה, למדנו שדרך מפיג את היין, למדנו שהם יפירים את הדורם לרוך ולמהלך ולאומן על יושב. Anyway, קטנים יש שלושה מילים, שאני יין איטלקי למשקר צווי. סיפס משקר צווי, היי, אומר נחנו רבו לשנו לששת הרביעית, אבל שאתה יותר מרביעית כושר כדרך תורת טוב שני משחר הטוב. אבל רחוב שייני. נו, if that's the case, אשתתית על האחי. לא רמי ברמי נעמי, you could have said לא כאשר, רחוב שייני. Is this true though, that you have to sit down? יום רב נחמי פרין לדורים בין מעלה, בין המעמד, בין רחוב. תנועי, איקה למען יום הפותחים בחרתה, ואיקה למען נעמי, אין פותחים בחרתה. יום רב 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 יום חנן. מי פתח לרב גמליאל ההוא גברה? יש בוטה כמתקרות חרב לשון חכמים מרפא. כל הבוטה רואים לדוקרו בחרב, אלא שלשון חכמים מרפא. Would you have made that better if you knew that? Where they really start doing black magic on Halloween. Shabbat Israel Prutzot Bakshafim, then Ma'avirim, Tana. Shleimin Ma'avirim, Ptitin Ein Ma'avirim, because they don't use it for Kshafim. Omele Ravashi Ravashi, it's a pasuk, because it's not like that. Aptitin Lo Avdon. Vokti Batachalalena Oti Elami, for what? B'sha'alei Se'orim U'bibitutei Lechem. That's the money you pay. Shakri Bar, right. אומרים שיש לי שום רבו לזה בנזר יכול אני לפתור את כל העולם כולו מן הדין מיום שחרה בית המקדש ועד עכשיו שהם הלכים שימינה זאת ענייה ושחורת ולא מיין בית ושיקור סטיל מקו מקח ממקו ממקה עבר אווירה שיש בו מיטה ממיטין אותו מלכות מלכין אותו כל השדה ורב כיפח לכל דבר of how you're going to potter בן הדין the only difference is you potter מן התפילה no, that's what I meant מה יכול אני לפתור בקומר נעמי מדין תפילה אומר רבי קנינו לו שלא אלא שלא הגיע לשחרותו של לוט אבל הגיע לשחרותו של לוט פטור מכלום he has no legal responsibility and indeed his contracts would be null and void.